You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं भाइयों बहनों, मैं मेरे सरकार के साथियों को भी कहता हूं, अगर आप 12 घंटे काम करोगे तो मैं 13 घंटे करूंगा, अगर आप 14 घंटे कर्म करोगे तो मैं 15 घंटे करूंगा। क्यों? क्योंकि मैं प्रधानमंत्री नहीं, प्रधान सेवक के रूप में आपके बीच आया हूं।
जैसा महमूद साहब कह रहे थे कि मैं मसीहा नहीं हूं, मैं आप लोगों का सर्वेंट हूं।
आप गवर्नमेंट सर्वेंट ना, पब्लिक सर्वेंट, रेंडी में सर्वेंट था।
वी आर सो यूज्ड टू पीपल टेलिंग अस दैट हम आपके नौकर हैं, मैं आपका प्रधान सेवक हूं। Bureaucrats coming and telling us we are public servant. We are so used to hearing all this. You and I know the real matter. You and I know who serves whom. So today, what I'm going to talk about is slightly different than usual politics and things of that. So I'm going to actually look at the protocol of our country, where we stand and how the protocol goes. How the so-called people who are serving us, where they stand compared to us. I will tell you what I mean. If we, as a common man, stands here, there is the gazetted officer. He actually ranks 26th according to the protocol. Above the gazetted officer, there is member of parliament. Above the member of parliament, there is minister of state. Above the minister of state, there is deputy chairman and deputy speaker of the legislature. Above the legislature, above the deputy chairman, there is chief commissioner of union territories. Above the chief commissioner of union territory, you have the cabinet minister in the states. Above the cabinet minister in the state, you have the judge of the high court. Above the judges of high court, you have the chief of staff holding the rank of a lieutenant general. Above the chief of staff holding a rank of a lieutenant general, you have the chief ministers of union territories. Above the chief minister of union territory, you have the chief justice of states. So above the chief justice, you have the envoys. Above the envoys, you have the chief of staff holding the rank of full general and or equivalent rank. Above the generals, you have the lieutenant governors of union territory. Above the lieutenant governor of union territory, you have the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Above the chairman of Rajya Sabha, you have the chairman of Union Public Service Commission. Above the chairman of Union Public Service Commission, you have the judge of a Supreme Court of India. Above the judge of a Supreme Court of India, you have the chief ministers of state. Above the chief minister of state, you have people who hold Bharat Ratna. Above the people who hold Bharat Ratna, you have the cabinet ministers in the Union Cabinet. Above the ministers of the Union Cabinet, you have the speakers of the Lok Sabha. Above the speakers of the Lok Sabha, you have a deputy prime minister. Above the deputy prime minister, you have the former presidents. Above the former presidents, you have governors of state. Above the governors of state, you have the Pradhan Sevak or the Prime Minister of India. Above the Prime Minister, you have the Vice President of India. And above the Vice President of India, ladies and gentlemen, you have the President of India. Whoa! So many people. Now let's push back. and see, where does a common man stand and where does the highest office of India stand? Can you see the difference? A common man is not even visible to the highest office of India, and we are a democracy. All these people call themselves your servant. And you know what? If one of these people, any one of them, either a gazetted officer, you know, your gazetted officer, he fights with his wife, that day you will not get your license. If a gazetted officer fights with his wife, that day he'll refuse to sign your files. I mean, all these servants seem to dominate you. The most underlying person is you. You are under all these people. The only thing that this little speck in this democracy, that is the common man, that's you and me, the only little thing that this speck can do is possibly once in 5 years try and vote his prime minister. I'm saying try and vote his prime minister because even that is not confirmed. Because India didn't vote for Devegowda. India didn't vote for Devegowda to be the prime minister. India didn't vote for even Manmohan Singh to be the prime minister. So we could try and hope that we get a prime minister of our choice who stands here. But the unfortunate part is, half of us don't even go to vote, which is probably the only power we hold as an Indian and part of this democracy. So all this jazz about for the people, by the people, from the people and all, worth nothing. The reason why we are talking about this now, next year, the general elections. If we don't vote, the only power that we have as a citizen, we give away. We become irrelevant in this entire jamhuri called the democracy. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.